We're going to conclude with our series today on dreaming big, but also thinking small. And I really think I saved the best for last, because this is my favorite small thing that we covered this week. And today I want to focus on small groups. And at Nice and Vineyard, we call our small groups life groups. And I'm also the life group pastor at our church. I oversee our life groups. And I am very passionate about our life groups or small groups, because I know how important it is for people to join one of them, you know, what the difference it can make in people's lives when they're part of a smaller group. And it's really the biblical pattern for believers to join church services when there's big gatherings, but also smaller gatherings where people really feel like family. And we read in the Bible in Acts 5 verse 42, where it says, "And every day in the temple and from house to house, they continued to teach and preach this message, Jesus is the Messiah." So we see here in the book of Acts that the early church met in the temple, that is church service, that is a big gathering, but also from house to house, that is a smaller group. So for us to follow their healthy, powerful example, we need to do the same. We need to make sure we attend the church service where there's a big gathering of believers together, but we also need to be in a smaller group. And maybe you think today, well, you would like to join one, but you've been hurt in the past. Well, why don't you give it another try? Why don't you step out of a boat and give it another try? And maybe you visited a group or two in our church and you didn't really enjoy it. Well, do some life group shopping and visit another group, and visit another group if you want to, until you find the group that's a family to you. Rick Warren said, "A church must grow larger and smaller at the same time. Larger through worship and smaller through small groups." So you see, we want to dream big, we want to reach a lot of people, but we should also not despise the power of small groups, which is our life groups, meeting together. And if you want to join one of our life groups, I want to encourage you to contact our church today. You can send an email to info@niceandvineyard.org. You can visit our website. You can contact the church office. But we really want you to join a life group family. Life is better in groups, and we are always better together. We also read in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed." You see, we need each other in the body of Christ. We should never do life alone. God did not create us to do life alone. And one of the amazing things about a smaller group is it really helps us to connect with others. It helps us to support them, and it helps us to receive the support we need from others. So today, dream big. You know, remember, it's important to join a big service where all the believers gather together like we do on a Sunday. But also consider joining a smaller group. It will really make a big difference in your life. But I'm going to end off today by reminding you to dream big dreams. God is a big God, and He has big plans and big dreams for us. You know, we should definitely be dreaming big dreams. But don't despise small things like small beginnings, small steps, small influence, and small groups, and other small things, because those things can help us to achieve and reach the big dreams that God has for our lives. I hope that this week's devotions blessed you. So dream big and think small, and remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.